Welcome to Lumarck's The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lumarck's, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today, let's talk about Jill Biden EDD, not PhD, which stands for, in her case, Egotistical Delusional Disasters. Is there going to be a doctor in the White House? Nope, not if you need an MD. On Wall Street Journal's editorial page, Joseph Epstein published an op-ed advising Jill Biden, who has an EDD in education, to drop the doctor in her name. It's dumb, sexist, and an absolute insult to anyone who's ever earned a university doctorate. Jill Biden should think about dropping the honorific, which feels fraudulent, even comical. He said, "Madam Possible First Lady, Ms. Biden, Jill, kiddo, a bit of advice on what may seem like a small, but I think is not an unimportant matter. Any chance you might drop the doctor before your name? Dr. Jill Biden sounds and feels fraudulent. Your degree is, I believe, an EDD, which it is, a Doctor of Education, earned at the University of Delaware through a dissertation with the uncompromising title, get this, Student Retention at the Community College Level, Meeting Student Needs. A wise man once said that no one should call himself doctor unless he has delivered a child. Think about it, Jill baby, and forthwith drop the doc. Doctorate versus a PhD. In academia, both a doctor and a PhD are common terms. However, people who live outside the education sector can confuse and mistake one concept for the other. Both a doctorate and a PhD refer to the highest distinction and degree conferred upon an individual by an educational institution. The conferment of this type of educational attainment is carried out by a university. As the highest level, it is usually given after an individual accomplishes both a master's degree and a bachelor's degree. Both a doctorate and a PhD focus on a single field of study or discipline. The main difference, however, between a doctorate and a PhD is in their respective meanings. A doctorate is an umbrella term for a degree or rank. On the other hand, a PhD is a specific degree that falls under the doctorate category. A doctorate is a program that can result in either a professional or an academic degree. Doctorate studies focus on two main categories of discipline, research and professional. Holders of a doctorate degree are considered scholars and experts in their field of study. I don't think that includes you, Jill, baby. Meanwhile, a PhD, which stands for Doctor of Philosophy, is classified under academic degrees. Recipients of a PhD also employ the same professional and scholarly characteristics of many doctorate recipients. However, PhD degree recipients are more concerned with conducting research and have the necessary skill set to do so. And we'll get to what Jill Baby actually has, which is an EDD, soon. I'd like to show my lack of respect, as well as canceling culture and canceling the doctor for Ms. Jill Biden, for the unfortunately possible, looks like, First Lady Biden, also by calling her kiddo and babe. I'll also randomly mention the word fraudulent to remind you, Jill Baby, of your criminal husband and criminal son's crimes. I respect the other 10% of university graduates who do get a doctorate or PhD by calling their credentials excellent, unlike yours. As to the people of Jill Biden's egotistical ilk, I have also received a fair amount of correspondence from people who append the initials PhD to their names atop their letterheads and have twice even seen PhD on vanity license plates, which struck me as pathetic, like you, Jill. In contemporary universities to the social sciences and humanities, calling oneself doctor is thought Bush League. Get my drill, Jill baby? Maybe not yet. You're not that smart. Jill Biden's doctorate is garbage because her dissertation is garbage. Has anyone read it? It's a joke. And because it's not a doctorate or PhD, it's an EDD. It seems Jill baby is illiterate and not very good at math either. You can tell someone is smarting from an inferiority complex when he or she insists on being addressed as doctor, simply on the basis of holding an academic doctorate rather than being a physician. Remember, Jill Baby, when you said, call me Dr. Biden? No, we're not going to. PhD holders who have genuine accomplishments don't make you call them doctor, which is why you never hear about Dr. Paul Krugman and Dr. George Will. None of these professors I know, even the ones who were eminent in their fields, insist on the title. And I think most of them would have scoffed if someone had addressed them as doctor. The only reason you ever hear the phrase Dr. Henry Kissinger is that Kissy grew up in the title mad Heirs and Grace, Germany, where people are awed rather than dismissive, even if you insist on a triple-serving doctor as Herr Professor Doktor. Insisting on being called doctor when you don't heal people is among most holders of doctorates seen as gauche, silly, cringy, ego trip. Get the message, yeah? Consider Dr. Jill Biden, who doesn't even hold a PhD, but rather a lesser EdD. Something of a joke, Jill baby, in the academic world. President-elect Joe Biden, your little crazy insane husband, once explained that his wife, namely you, sought the degree purely for status reasons. She said, "I was so sick," that's what you said, "of the mail coming to Senator Mrs. Biden, I wanted to get mail addressed to Dr. and Senator Biden." That's the real reason you got your doctorate, Joe Biden has said. Is that true? Well, Mrs. Biden seems like he wanted the credential for its own sake. As for its quality, well, you got it from the University of Delaware, whose ties to your husband, its most illustrious alumni, which is a joke, if you don't count Joe Flacco, runs so deep that it has a school of public policy named after him. That the University of Delaware would have rejected your dissertation in 2006 as sloppy, poorly written, non-academic, illiterate, and barely fit for a middle school, third grade social studies classroom, all of which it is, Jill baby, when your husband had been representing its state in the U.S. Senate for more than three decades, over 30 years, was about as likely as Tom Hagee telling Vito Corleone, the godfather, that his wife is a fat cow on payday. The only risk to the University of Delaware was that it might strain its collective wrists in its rush to rubber stamp your doctoral paper. Jill Biden could have turned in a quarter assed excuse for a magazine article written at the level of simple English Wikipedia and been heartily congratulated by the university for your towering mastery, which is exactly what happened. You can tell someone is smarting from an inferiority complex, like I said, when you insist on being dressed as doctor on the basis of holding an academic doctorate rather than being a physician. Well, that's what it is. And moronic Whoopi Goldberg on TV saying about you, Jill baby, she's a doctor and a damn good doctor. Well, that's Whoopi Goldberg. She has no clue what kind of doctor you are. The fact that you're not a real doctor. Your dissertation is not an addition to the sum total of human knowledge. It is not a demonstration of expertise in a specific topic or even its broad field. It is a gasping, wheezing, frail, little Disney forest creature that begs you to notice the effort it makes to be the thing it is imitating while failing so pathetically that any witnesses to its ineptitude must feel compelled out of manners alone to drag it to the nearest podium and give it a participation trophy, which is more or less what an EdD is. It's a degree that only deeply unimpressive people like you feel confers the honorific of doctor. People who are actually smart understand that being in possession of a credential is no proof of intelligence. You're living proof of no proof of intelligence. My friends, and I have read this document in its entirety, is so equally lacking in rhetorical force, boldness of conception, and original research that amounts to a triple null set, a vacuum inside a blank, inside an abyss. If Ingmar Bergman were alive and hired to make a film about this paper, he would say, "I can't do it. There's so much emptiness, even I cannot grasp it." And it would sound so much worse in Swedish that suicide hotlines would have to hire an extra staff. Gene Simmons has a better claim to be doctor of love than Jill Biden to be doctor of education. After all, Simmons has spent a lifetime demonstrating mastery of his field. As for Biden, She has spent a lot of time teaching remedial English to slow learners in community colleges, which is like being a rock musician who's in a bar band. That plays covers at mixers, held in assisted living facilities. Jill, your dissertation emits so much noxious methane, the EPA should regulate it. Greta Thunberg, the little punk, should denounce it. And Hollywood celebrities should hold a telethon to draw awareness to its dangers. As Joe Biden has frankly noted, Jill Baby, you sought the Dr. Honorific to rebuild your reputation, which you didn't have. Much of the press plays along, of course, addressing you as Dr. Biden, even when actual medical doctors are referred to without the honorific if they are not currently practicing. Eminent pediatric neurosurgeon HUD Secretary Ben Carson is now Mr. Carson to the New York Times, but the same paper refers to you, Jill Baby, as Dr. Biden. How pathetic. Are you that insecure? This practice appears to contradict the Times Lifestyle Guide, which explains that the doctor title is used for non-physicians only if it is germane to the holder's primary current occupation. Academic, for example, or laboratory research. Being a useless first lady doesn't seem to qualify either, or anything. Jill, until recently, taught English composition at NOVA, small community college in Northern Virginia. To justify addressing her as doctor would require a generous view of what constitutes an academic. She was just there because of her husband. And judging by the writing skills evinced by her students, she's a very bad teacher and it's hard to pass class. I recommend not taking this professor, they said. They emerged from her tutelage lacking mastery of even very basic grammar. She couldn't even teach Jill Baby. As for the contents of the dissertation, which she cobbled together from a few secondary sources and some vapid interviews and questionnaires, which you probably plagiarized. Her husband plagiarizes everything. Why not her? She sent around to campus where she worked before her husband became vice president, Delaware Technical Community College. A technical community college. Can you believe it? I'll go over them in detail in my next column. Or podcast. To call Jill Biden's dissertation Thin Gruel is an insult to Thin Gruel. Whatever meager substance puddled in Bob Cratchit's miserable bowl at mealtime was a bountiful feast compared with this paper. It was horrendous. I said already about the problems with this capstone project, the founder of the EDD degree, and the insistence of so many recent dates we must call her a doctor. You're canceled, Jill. You're not a doctor. You're just Jill Biden. Jill Baby Biden. Jill Biden's only original research consists of interviews with two ex-students and a few colleagues at Delaware Technical Community College, where she used to teach, plus the results of a vacuous questionnaire she wrote that was returned by about 150 people who worked and studied there. Oh, and she called two nearby community colleges seeking interviews about their retention rates. One of them wouldn't even answer the question. The other wouldn't assign anyone to speak to her at all. I knew she was useless. Telling us about this misadventure serves no academic purpose, though it does fill up four pages of her generously spaced paper. The transcripts of her group chats with campus figures and colleagues take up nearly 30 pages out of 129. The questionnaires eat up another 18 pages. In other words, she wrote nothing. Dissertation, incredibly named Student Retention at the Community College, Meeting Students' Needs, shimmers with the wan, term, papery feel of middle school, not even high school, maybe. Although in defense of today's middle schools, they at least know how to use spell-checking software, unlike Jill Biden. Her 2006 paper notes that at Delaware Tech, her then-employer, a third of students dissolve into the ether every year, and in order to pad out her micron thin proposals, none of which have anything to support them except her beliefs and anecdotal evidence, she suggests building a student center and beefing up the wellness center while increasing counseling and mentoring services. She shovels in piles of drivel. Jill, you're a waste. Opinions will differ on which of her efforts is of least value, but a strong contender presents itself at the moment when she reaches over for the course catalog on her desk and quotes at length from page 2 of its boilerplate introduction. The college represents and cares for students as individuals and maintains a friendly and open institution which welcomes all students and supports their aspirations for a better life. Well, you didn't write that. She follows up on this meaningless prattle by reiterating her own insipid words, responding to the current social and economic mores of the new millennium. Delaware Tech's mission has adapted to meet the needs and goals of today's students. Ridiculous. Drivel. Jill Biden's style is atrocious. Her research is comical. Her reasoning is muddled like her brain and like her husband. And one finishes the final vacuous line of the student newspaper style exercise. A student retention plan requires diligence and effort. Oh, that's so brilliant. But most of all, leadership. It's impossible not to be reminded that the University of Delaware, which granted Jill Biden an EDD in 2007, is deeply connected to her husband, Joe Biden. A more exacting, or even minimally self-respecting university would have directed Jill Biden's paper to the nearest trash receptacle. Jill Biden looks like yet another member of the Biden family who successfully leveraged the family name to obtain things of value that otherwise would have lain far beyond Jill Biden's reach, who is someone of such meager talents. The paper was so bad that the typos and other miscues began in the second sentence of Jill Biden's introduction. The needs of the student population are often undeserved, resulting in a student dropout rate of almost one-third, unless you count the table of contents in which Biden misspells the word questionnaire. Incredible. Easing into the subject, she churns through the reader's time with undisguised filler, such as block quotations of her then-employer's mission statement, press release blather. Today, the community college not only answers the needs of transfer students, but has also emerged to address the needs of career education, vocational and technical education, contract training, and community service. What drivel. Nonsense. And cutaways to comparable low-impact thoughts on community colleges taken from the very small stacks of books she skimmed. B.S. Hollingshead, president of a junior college in Pennsylvania, wrote that the junior college should be a community college, meeting community needs. You don't say, Dr. George F. Zook, president of the American Council on Education in 1946, echoed Hollingshead's sentence, and so on. Biden is a writing teacher in dire need of a writing tutor. She needs to take grammar lessons. In an effort to obtain upward mobility, returning GIs took the opportunity to enroll in college. It's a not untypical sentence of hers. She can barely get through a banality without an unnecessary comma or a spelling mistake. And she says the word skyrocket when she means plummet. She doesn't even know words. She doesn't have a vocabulary. Stress, anxiety, and depression set in when the student succumbs to feeling overwhelmed. The first sacrifice has to be school. Hence, student retention rates skyrocket if there are no safeguards in place to help students cope with all they are trying to handle, she wrote. The view that Jill Biden should be called doctor because she earned her EDD strikes me as unsound, frankly absurd and ludicrous. As best as I can tell, there have been two rival customs on such matters in American life. Under the first, only people with MDs, or perhaps people with any doctorates in a medical field, such as dentists, are called doctor. In those contexts, they're called for title. Under the second, people with PhDs are called doctors as well, at least if they so prefer. My sense is that this is the more common approach these days, though the matter still seems unclear. Now that leaves the big question. What to call people who have other non-medical degrees that are labeled doctorates? The most common such degree is one as lawyers, AGD, which means Juris Doctor, Unlike in other fields, most law professors don't have a PhD, while the rare specialized legal PhD analogs like a JSD. And lawyers in America definitely don't get called doctor. Then there is the EDD, as Jill Baby Biden has. To my knowledge, there isn't a fixed custom among the general public as to whether to call people with EDDs doctor, the way there is a fixed custom as to people with JDs, whom again the answer is no, no, and no. I assume there isn't such a custom, in part because EDDs aren't that common. There's also the complication that EDDs may differ at different institutions. But at the University of Delaware, where Jill Baby Biden got her EDD in educational leadership, the EDD appears much more like a JD, or perhaps an MS, or just even an MA, a master's, more than like a PhD. PhD program is a full-time 4 or 5 year program, usually accompanied by a master's degree. The EDD program is part-time, 3-4 year program. Though I should note that a master's degree is required for entry. Recall that a JD is generally 3 years full-time, though without a thesis, MS and MAs tend to be 1.5 to 2 years full-time with a thesis. I've confirmed that when Jill Baby Biden was in the ED program, it required 54 hours of counseling work, including 12 research credits, which means a workload corresponding to about 14 3-hour-per-week semester-long courses, plus the research time. By way of comparison, using roughly the same credit hour per week during the semester calculation, the 3-year JDs require 83 credit hours, some of which also often correspond to research. The EDD is thus roughly comparable to just a 2-year full-time professional program, like the old associate's degree, just 2 years. Sorry, Jill. Some people have suggested that refusing to call Jill Biden doctor is itself sexist, regardless of whether or not you also call a killer kiddo or baby, because EDDs are being devalued simply because they're apparently predominantly earned by women. As you might gather from the above, I don't think that's right. If the EDD were just a PhD in education, there indeed be no basis for treating it differently from a PhD in other fields, regardless of the gender mixes in those fields. Education is an important subject for scholarly research, just as is literature or history or political science. But actually, the EDD seems quite far, at least at the University of Delaware, from a PhD. It is anywhere. And more like a master's degree, or like a JD. And a JD, despite being a Juris Doctor, has never been seen as entitling the holder to a doctor, both in its early, overwhelmingly male years and more recently when about equal numbers of women and men receive it. If the EDD were just a PhD in education, there'd be indeed no basis for treating it differently from a PhD, regardless of the gender mixes in those fields. Education is an important subject for scholarly research, just as in literature, history, or political science. But actually, the EDD seems quite far from a PhD, like I said. I'll tell you what else, Jill Baby. You are not the so-called president-elect, not the president, never will be the president, no matter what you think or hope for. You're just a pathetic mouthpiece for your pathetic husband. While Joe and Jill Biden may ridiculously claim to be proud of Hunter Biden and gush how intelligent he is, it seems as intelligence doesn't run anywhere but far away from the Biden family. Nor do they deserve any accolades or respect for being ignorant, liars, and criminals.